Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. If you're looking for the best show in town, Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher says big tech already has it. Coming up, why tech giants like Netflix and Google don't need big media deals. But first, these tech headlines. A top Facebook strategist is stepping down. Policy and communications exec Elliot Schrage, one of the key architects of Facebook's strategy for various controversies over the past 2 years. This ends a decade-long tenure at the social media company as it faces intense scrutiny for its business practices and commitment to privacy. In what could be bad news for Huawei, Australia is looking to bar the tech company from taking part in the rollout of 5G telecom infrastructure. Security agencies are pushing for a lockout because of cyber spying fears, and while Australia isn't a big market, a ban would be significant as the most extensive effort by a U.S. ally to block Huawei. A decision is expected within weeks. And Apple lands Oprah. It has formed a production partnership with Oprah Winfrey to make programs for the new subscription video service it's creating. This is more of Apple's aggressive push into the content business. It has signed agreements with several major producers and actors to make shows for its direct-to-video service. There is no launch date as of yet, but it is expected to debut next year. Coming up, why big tech already has the best show in town. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Big tech companies can pretty much buy whatever they want, so why buy a media company when investors have rewarded them so lavishly for building up so much of their business on their own? That is the question Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher poses. Let's get more from Dan. He joins us from our San Francisco bureau right now. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Obviously, big tech has a lot of money and big tech is spending a lot of money. How much of that money is going to Hollywood and in their media ventures? Do we have a sense of how much focus?
Well, it's hard to determine because the companies don't really break out how much.
Right.
But the, you know, when you look at, you know, what they spend in terms of capital expenditures, R&D, all these things that show where investments are going for future business, those expenditures are going up a lot. You know, just the five largest, Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook together spent $60 billion in capital expenditures last year, which was a sharp jump over the previous year. And some of this goes to, some of this does go to their ventures in the media world as they're trying to, you know, build up services and strike deals, just like the deal we reported with Oprah Winfrey and Apple. These companies are putting up more efforts there to, like, make these deals directly with creators.
So the big AT&T Time Warner deal has everyone talking about big tech eating up media companies. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's true. I mean, it's certainly the effect of tech and especially companies like Netflix on that particular market has been significant, and that's forcing these older companies to react in these ways. What happens though is because these companies have so much money and cash on the books, there always is a lot of speculation that they're going to come in and buy one of these media companies because they clearly have an interest in the business. I've long thought that was unlikely, and I still think that's unlikely, even though there's likely going to be more. You know, we're seeing potential for more media mergers going on. I just don't think these big tech companies are going to try to do a sizable deal because really they don't have to. They've been rewarded by shareholders for their kind of go it alone approach, and they've shown that you can actually make deals and make some compelling content by making deals directly with people rather than having to buy, you know, an existing company that has, you know, risks and liabilities and all those sorts of things. So I don't see them making a play on it this way.
Speaking of the build over buy approach, Netflix is a company that's become the prime example.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got, you know, take Netflix. It's a company that is very popular. You know, it keeps growing its subscriber base by a significant degree every quarter. They're burning cash. They're not even cash flow positive. They're spending so much money to create their own content, to make things like House of Cards and Stranger Things, these popular shows that bring people to the service. They're spending more on that every year. Their stock has doubled just this year alone because investors really like this approach. You know, they've clearly not seen the need to try to take their money and try to buy, you know, some existing media company for that. And it's been very counterintuitive because for a long time they've relied on the content from these other media companies for their service. But as they're, you know, as the future goes on, they're trying to build up more of the content that they own that won't be affected by deals that they might have with companies like Disney or CBS or whatnot. And that approach has actually proven very popular with shareholders. So it's kind of given them this, you might call it a line of credit or a big base of support for the strategy.
Right. Everyone's still talking about all these deals, the biggest, of course, being AT&T and Time Warner. Knowing what you know, covering what you cover, how do you see this all playing out in the most immediate future?
Well, I think there's going to be, I think in media, there'll probably be, you know, exploration of new deals. There might be companies trying to figure out how they can get in. Because AT&T ruling, you know, that case was ruled made people think, wow, we can, you know, there's room for consolidation here. The government's not going to be able to stop it. So that's kind of the basic read of it. And because these tech companies have had, you know, they've put significant investments in their media businesses, I can see why people say, well, yes, maybe they'll come in and they'll try to make a bid for somebody. But I don't think that's particularly a wise strategy for them because they've, again, investors have been very supportive of what the approach that they've had on what they've done, and they've had a lot of success with it. Google's actually another good example. I mean, what they've done with YouTube over the last 10 years is they've built that into a very large platform that's very competitive with other viewing options out there. They're starting to fund some of their own content that goes exclusively over that. I think they'll probably continue to do that rather than put money into some sort of big deal.
Very interesting insight as always. Dan Gallagher, thanks very much.
No problem.
For more, head to Heard on the Street at WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.